Damn, guys, did we leave you hanging in the middle of a hentai scene? I apologize for that. Let's go ahead and get through this scene, then. Hey, come on. You aren't done yet? She might sound like she doesn't want it, but she's already so into it, she's starting to rub her hips against me on her own. Look, if you're gonna keep doing that, I'm gonna keep getting erect and it'll never end. Holy moly! It's like Cumming flips a switch inside her or something. Rio starts flexibly swinging her hips with a smile. I don't know what that does. What does the lock do? Pin system menu. You've always been like it ever since that one time. You've always been such a pervert. Rio-san, you keep complaining even as you match my hip movements. You're so synchronized with me in this dance, like you want to win. At this rate, we'll be done in 62 seconds. I figure I should try something she can't copy. So I reach around her back and lift up both her dangling boobs, and when I do... What? Breast milk? Her huge boobs get coated in their own slippery milk. Well, it's not what it looks like. It's my ability. When it gets pushed to the limit, I lactate. I'm not pregnant, okay? I'm not pregnant, okay? That sounds like Elmer Fudd. So don't get the wrong idea. Emma. Rio blushes from ear to ear as she tries to explain. First she squirts, now she lactates. Of course she turned red. That's awesome. Whoa! I'm so hyped about the breast milk. I'm taking four stories tall levels of... I'm talking four stories tall levels of hype. Damn. That's some hype, ain't it? I clip my hands tight on Rio's boobs in a daze. The slippery coating of her boobs is irresistible. It's like her skin's covered in lubricating lotion. Don't squeeze my boobs hard like that. It's way too late to tell me to stop. Whoa, each time I squeeze, more milk comes out. Milk squirts out of her breasts with each squeeze. Wonderful. I get a little carried away and start playing with her boobs like water guns, except with milk instead of water and gazongas instead of guns. Eek, don't squeeze my breasts like you're milking a cow. I'm hunting rabbits. Don't squeeze my breasts like you're milking a cow. You don't milk a cow like this. If you were a cow, I'd be more like this. I pinch your nipples and start twisting and tugging on them like how I've seen cows milked on TV. Hey, who told you to start actually milking me like a cow? I'm not a vaca, you baka. Really, that's weird that they would say baka there, which straight up means idiot. With each squeeze, I can feel the warmth of her milk spreading across the palms of my hands. Rio's body bounces beautifully on top of me, her vaginal walls clamping down hard. Your boobs might be flooding, but you're quite a mess down below as well. Her sticky feminine juices coil around my dick, resulting in a lewd, wet, squelching sound. Loads of love liquids leak out of our point of connection and drip down my legs. Suddenly, Rio looks back at me like she wants to say something. But for crying out loud, what do I ever do with you? For crying out loud, what do I ever do with you? I forgive you, as long as you at least take kissing seriously. Rio begs him for a kiss once again. Her face looks so enthralled. It's such a far cry from her usual aloof look. Where'd your cool go? You could just ask for a kiss, you know. Mwah! I'm just letting you kiss me, if you want. I can't remember, I forgot how it was. It's like, I can't do it, it's really fast. Like, if anybody's ever seen Elmer Fudd. Grandma, you knock it off with Elmer Fudd already. Well, I'm sorry, she talks like Elmer Fudd. She nonchalantly slackens her lips. So I read the lines between the lines of her lips and slip my tongue between them. It's a way to read between the lines. I massage her marvelous memories as we share a passionate, deep kiss. Shimojo-kun, you're so big. Be more gentle. Rio accepts my tongue with her own, but I can somehow sense her awkwardness and inexperience. However, she seems to be pretending like she's an expert at deep kissing, as if she doesn't want me to think she's never done this before. When you rub my boobs while kissing me, it makes my whole body feel numb. Rio looks me in the eye with an entranced look on her face. Her milk is leaking out on a constant stream, and she's the one begging me for kisses. Is this heaven? Is heaven a bathhouse? Ah, so that's why that heavenly pool is called Bethesda. Because the bath is the closest place to heaven on earth. I scoop up her breasts and bounce them in my hands as we continue to kiss. See? Some scenes can be sweet. It doesn't always have to be hardcore, crazy stuff. Occasionally, I pinch her hardened tips, causing Rio to let out a cute but muffled moan. Ah, there we are. That's what you wanted to see, folks. Strings of sticky saliva bridge the gap between our mouths. Rio looks at me with ecstasy in her love-drunk eyes. Do my kisses really feel that good? Just the thought of that makes me move my hips faster. You're thrusting so hard! With each thrust, her inner folds undulate like a living creature wringing out my dick. My penetrating shaft gets lubricated by Rio's oozing love liquids. It's not only getting my penis wet, it's dripping down lewdly all the way onto my thighs. She's getting so wet, it's like I'm thrusting my dick into warm jelly. When I knock my swollen glands, across her deepest, against her deepest depths, we'll get this right, Rio bends backwards, unable to contain her moans. You're going in so deep. You're knocking against my deepest depths. It's kind of firm, but it feels so good. It's so big. Rio starts panting with an entranced look of ecstasy on her face. It's a sign that she's truly at her wit's end. I shove my shaft in, pull it out a little, and shove it back in, rinse and repeat, driving Rio up the wall. Looks like your pussy and my dick are quite compatible. Hey, one thing goes into the other. Who would have thought? You put that thing into that thing. It's like Legos. There's no way that's true. Why would you and I... Oof. Rio might be harsh with her verbal burns, but her face looks like she's got a harsh sunburn. Good Lord, she is being... I don't know. You know, they announced that Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is coming back, right? So, he's taking her for a ride. He's taking her for a ride. Oof, maybe he's right. My body's rejoicing as Shimojo-kun thrusts at it. And we're getting the Punisher, too. If y'all haven't played the Punisher's great. Like, go play the Punisher. And just, I mean, that literally gives you pretty much every good game that Capcom did. Just really good that they're doing that. Rio starts lewdly swinging her hips at full throttle, the depths of her pussy easily welcoming me in. My tip touches her deepest depths. The bouncy feeling of repulsion is ironically quite attractive. Good Lord, she's going to town. Rio, you're swinging your hips like crazy. Aren't you embarrassed? Everyone's watching. I can't stop my hips from moving, even if everyone's watching. I can't stop. Ah! It seems Rio's still embarrassed about the visuals of the men's bath and can't ignore the virtual eyes on her when I remind her. Your boobs sway when you shake your hips. You're even lactating. That's embarrassing, isn't it? Rio-san's a goddess no matter how you look at her. She blushes all over again as she becomes aware of her surroundings. However, she shows no signs of stopping her hips. Her fleshy folds keep squeezing my shaft as if to wring it out. I'm embarrassing myself in front of everyone. They'll think I'm a naughty girl. And so will you, Shimojo-kun. No. What's wrong with being naughty? I love it when you're naughty, Rio. I want to see you even naughtier. She clamps down even tighter, so tight I'll explode if I let my guard down. Her love liquids get thicker and thicker, as if urging me to come by counting down to the moment of ejaculation. Oh, oh, here we go! Good Lord, this woman! She gonna be able to walk tomorrow? I don't know. The hentai gods only know for sure, folks. But my body feels like it's floating. The sensation's coming up from down below. Rio reaches her limit first. I adjust my senses so that I match her timing and prepare myself for the big moment. I'm almost there. I'm coming, Rio! Come, shoot it out wherever you want, as much as you want! Rio's pleading voice echoes through the bathhouse as her body trembles on the verge of orgasm. I'm coming! Whoa! I screw my dick further than even before. Yeah, I would try that one again. I screw in my dick further than ever before, all the way to the base as the urge to come breaks through the threshold. Ooh, we're slowing down. I aim my searing, surging semen at Rio's deepest depths. Rio rises to a climax at nearly the same time. Just as before, her pussy squirts intensely as pure white milk sprays out of her nipples. Whoa! Amazing! My boobs are splaying milk! Oh no, I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming! Rio arches backward and lets out steamy sighs, apparently savoring the sensation of semen streaming into her. Her stiffened hips sway seductively as her whole body trembles and twitches. You're filling my belly. It's so warm. It feels so good. Rio clamps down on my fully inserted shaft as her lower half twitches and trembles in pleasure. She basks in the afterglow, half in a daze. It came so much inside me. It feels like Shimojo-kun's semen is sloshing around inside me. Rio, that felt amazing. Thanks. And now I'm ready for some five gum. Mm. Come on. The training facility is no place to do such shameless things, okay? And she's kissing him. Rio bashfully purses her lips once more. We twine our tongues as if to confirm each other's feelings. Well, that was nice. The VR mapping finishes, returning us to the training facility of the real world. Actually, I guess we were physically here this whole time. We were only in the bath mentally. Looks like I'm not saying tee-hee, brah. I mean, not like they want me to say it anyway. Looks like I won this little competition. I triumphantly gloat in Rio's face as she stands in her tits. They looked a lot more massive in the scene, guys. I mean, they're still big, but they looked like gigantic. I hate to admit it, but you win. You win. But it was just beginner's luck. You win, I guess. Okay, I get it. Rio-san folds her arms and turns her head away in a huff. How much of a sore loser can you be? Did the blood rush to your head? You're staggering. Just shut up. It's because you kept going at it like a horny monkey, isn't it? Come on. You sure seem to enjoy it too, considering that Eiha gal of yours. Ow, ow, ow. Rio's just standing there, not even moving her hands, but I can feel my cheek getting pinched hard. She must be using her ability. He says, "You idiot, screw you." Hey, please, wait, Rio-sama! As Rio starts leaving the training facility with a cheerful smile on her face, I chase after her, holding my cheek. We did it. Another girl down. And we mean quite literally. Rio's scene has been added in Boob Enhancement Boot Camp. Rio's self-love experience has been updated. Okay, so what is Boob Enhancement Boot Camp? Okay, so this is obviously a lot of hentai scenes. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a lot of hentai scenes, and sometimes it is cool to just, you know, throw the story aside, and, you know, there's no uncomfortable shit. You don't have to worry about anybody being raped against their will. You know, it's just nice, sexy, comfortable hentai. And we can do this every once in a while on the show, or on the channel, guys. I don't mind it. Like, yeah, there's no point to it. No big plot. But it's fun. Hey, what kind of training is this supposed to be? How many times do I have to say it? It's a boob boot camp. When Rio asks the obvious, I proudly answer her with my chest held out in pride. I get that it's a boob boot camp. What I'm trying to say is, well, wouldn't it be just called a boob camp? Why do you have to look like that, Shimojo-kun? When she looks at me, for some reason, Rio blushes and looks confused. She always gets like this when she's shy. Obviously, it's because of me that she's like this. You see, I'm a little different today. How can you be so cute if you came to me looking like you did back then? You're so cute, my heart keeps skipping beats. Due to psychokinetics, boob size has a direct effect on skill levels, and thus the Academy recommends training that encourages boob growth. Today we're not doing your usual boob enhancement boot camp stuff like massages. Instead, I thought of something a bit different. I wonder what? Well, we'll leave you with another cliffhanger when we get back with more Opi Academy 2, or whatever you want to call this. This is a fucking long-ass title. But I also have an announcement. Because we're getting the third game, which is a bunch of succubuses, apparently. But I guess it doesn't fucking matter because it's going to be the same thing except with succubuses. We're still two games away from the MILF game. And I am looking forward to the MILF game. Because I do like mature anime characters. And, yeah. So, anyway, well, hopefully we will get the Succubus one soon. Obviously, it's going to take a while before it gets on JAS USA where I can buy it. I don't feel like paying $30-something on Steam. So, yeah, these are not cheap games, guys. This is high-class hentai. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with more Opi Academy bigger, boobier babes.